Matchbooks and Matchboxes, Donat Tahirai and Julie Morrison. Before the ill effects of smoking were publicised, and before the wide availability of the disposable lighter, free matches could be picked up from counters and tables of pubs, hotels, restaurants, discos, cabarets, casinos, wine bars, garages, hair salons, and banks. Even the Australian Army Careers Office offered matches. Having been carried home in pocket or purse, they often ended up in bowls and drawers, unused. Donat and Julie do not identify as matchbox collectors or voluminists. However, without pursuing them, they have acquired odd matchboxes or matchbooks made to promote enterprises in Brisbane from the 1960s to the late 1980s. Match production has a long history, but small rectangular slide-out boxes of matches only began to be produced in the 1850s. They were commonplace by the 1890s, at the same time as matchbooks or skillets appeared, and the first promotional matchbox was created in the USA. People started collecting promotional matchboxes as soon as they were invented, often as souvenirs of travel or special occasions. For much of the 20th century, in many countries, a box of matches was a household necessity. Some matchbox collectors, interested mainly in graphic design, look for household matchboxes, which often bear beautiful paper labels. By contrast, promotional matchboxes are often ugly, but funny. Collectors in both categories often throw the matches away, flatten the boxes, and display them in albums. Now, bags of old mixed matchbooks are purchasable online. Inexpensive to buy, these little objects can still be valuable reminders of good and bad times in defunct venues, the names and addresses of which may otherwise be totally forgotten.